Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Me'ilah is dedicated anonymously in honor of Rabbi and Mrs. Yaakov Metz.
Me'ilah Daf Beis. Welcome, everyone. We're now starting Meseches Me'ilah. A difficult Mesechta. Very Yisraelistic Mesechta in Yoni Kodshim. A lot of Chazar, a lot of things we learned in Zvachim and Menachos. Come back to them over here. But with a little bit of a different perspective, that of Me'ilah. Which things have Me'ilah, which things do not have Me'ilah. Let's give two akdamas to the first parak of Me'ilah. Both of them are from Reb Chaim. Chaim illuminated the path for us to this Masechta. The first is from Reb Chaim in Parak Beis of Me'ilah. Sefer. Reb Chaim writes that there are two types of Me'ilah. Two types of things that have Me'ilah. One is Kachim Mizbeach, and one is Kachim Perek HaBayis. The Kachim Mizbeach, says Reb Chaim, the Me'ilah is because of their mitzvah. Because there are certain mitzvahs to be done to them. Zdina Krova, Zevach, Mincha, has to be brought on the Mizbeach. So the Me'ilah that it has is because the Sheikh that it has to Gavoya is based on that it has certain mitzvahs. Hashem came by Kachim Perek HaBayis, says Reb Chaim. Their Sheikh is not because of their mitzvah. No mitzvahs in Kachi Berek Habayis. Rather, it's the Cheftza is Sheikh b'mamoyne le Gavoya. B'yisoyd it's Sheikh to Gavoya. This Cheftza is Sheikh to Gavoya. Not because of any particular mitzvah that has to be done with it. The Melech has Reb Chaim big Nafkamina. By Kachi Mizbeach, we have ways to be moitzi dem in dem ila. To finish, to get rid of the ila of the carbon. What are the ways? Famous ways are one is called Nasi's Mitzvosai. Sugi in many places. Lematzino Dovar Shinasi's Mitzvosai. Umoyel in Boy. When you finish the mitzvah of the Korban, you Zerik Vidam, you Makta the Koimetz. So there's no more Me'ila. Because it's finished the mitzvah. And another way, but before in our Sugi, the Kotrin Shemesu. Korban that dies, so it is no longer as Me'ila. Says Reb Chaim, both of these Mahalchim are only Shaykh by Kotrin Mizbech. Kachim is back, the Me'ilah is because of the mitzvah that they have. So Me'ilah, once you've accomplished the mitzvah, so there's no more Me'ilah. The whole basis of the Me'ilah is the mitzvah. So when we've gotten to the mitzvah, so now we took away the reason that there was Me'ilah. So there's no more Me'ilah. That's Nasis Mitzvah. Kachim Shemesu is a similar idea, but the opposite. Kachim Shemesu, you didn't accomplish a mitzvah, but you no longer have the mitzvah. Mitzvah is no longer here. The mitzvah went away, not because you accomplished it, but because you cannot accomplish it. Once the carbon died, so it no longer has a mitzvah of hakrava. It would like to have hakrava, but it doesn't have it. So in both of these cases, there's no more me'ilah because the me'ilah that they have is based on their mitzvahs. So when you get to a point of no more mitzvah, either the mitzvah was accomplished, or the mitzvah cannot be accomplished, then there's no more me'ilah. However, By Kotche Berek Abayi, says Rav Chaim, even if we'll find Siurim where there'll be Nasim Mitzvosai or Kotche Shemesu, says Rav Chaim, they will still have Me'ilah. Because the Me'ilah they have is not based on their mitzvah. The Me'ilah have is that it's Sheikh Bechefzo Togavoya. So if you have a Kotche Berek Abayi, for instance, that Berek Abayi has nothing to do with it, and you can't be paid it, it's entirely useless right now. But because it was already Shaykh to Gavoya, it became Kodesh Hashem because it was Shaykh Bechefza to Gavoya. So until you're mafkia that in a certain way, I think pidyon to take away the Shaykh to Gavoya, then it always will have Me'ilah. Even though right now we have nothing to do with it, it will still have Me'ilah because it's Shaykh Bechefza to Gavoya, it's not because of the mitzvah. Only by Kodesh Mizbech, where their Me'ilah is because of their mitzvah, so then the Me'ilah goes away when there's no more mitzvah. That's Shaykh number one of Reb Chaim. Say number two of Reb Chaim is about the Me'ilah of Basar Kotche Kotche. As Mavur in our Mishnah and throughout the whole Perek, Basar Kotche Kotche have Me'ilah until Zrika. You know the Basar is, end goal, is to be eaten by Kohanim, which is Achilas Hedyot. But because the Basar is a Chelek of a carbon which is Kotche Kotche, and the whole carbon is Miyuchad Lagavaya. That's the type, the Hagdar of a carbon of Kotche Kotche. The whole carbon is Miyuchad L'Gavaya. So because the Basar is Miyuchad, is part of a korban which is miyuchad legavaya, so also the basar is called miyuchad legavaya. That's why there's meila and basar kach kach. But the zrika is matir. The zrika says there's no longer meila in the basar kach kach, like before in our mission. Why is that? Why is the zrika mafkia basar kach kach from meila? So the pasuk pshat, that's what's mashma in our Mishnah. The pasuk pshat is that the zrika is matir for kohenim. The zrika takes away the meila because it makes the basar right for achilas hedyot. The carbon had meila because it was miyuchad l'Hashem. But the zrika is matir. The zrika is always matir. The basar achilas hedyot. There's even besides meila, there are isurim to eat basar before zrika. One shall eat mekachim kalim, which should not have meila. But it's usher to eat the basar before zrika. The zrika is matir the basar for achilas hedyot. So may it also wait to midei meila. The meila is because it's miyuchad l'Hashem. Now when the basar gets a din that is mutter l'achilas hedyot, so meila, it's no longer miyuchad l'Hashem. That is the pasuk shot. That's found in the korban arayin. One of the gedolei achrayim in his pirush on Torah's kohenim. That's how he learns the reason the zomei ila in basar kachi kachim after zrika. However, B'chaim came to tell us not this way. B'chaim was mechadish. Not that basar is yeti midei meila, aydei zrika, is because the korban is no longer kachi Hashem. It's ois kachi Hashem. That's the nusach they say in brisk. No, it's no longer kachi Hashem. B'chaim means it's similar to nasi mitzvah. Right, you did the mitzvah of the korban. The carbon, as a klal, the whole carbon needed a zrika, and now the carbon got a zrika, so the carbon no longer has meila because it was done the mitzvah of the carbon. The emurim still have meila because they have another mitzvah to be done. They still need aktara, but on the basar it has no more mitzvahs to be done to it, so it's yotam idei meila. That's the chiddush of Reb Chaim. To bring out the point first, what Reb Chaim comes to say. The Gan Hakamin Reb Chaim said was for the din of Zrika Shleibim Koymai. Sugin Zvam Nafchavav Mebeis. Person is supposed to Zrika Lamaila and does it Lamata, or Lamata and does Lamaila. He does Zrika on the Mizbech in the wrong place. So it says in the Mishnah that it's Pasal. It says Shmuel there that only the Basar is Pasal. The Bailam got a Kapara. Shmuel learns out of a Pasuk. And Zrika Shleibim Koymai works for the Bailam to get a Kapara. Just It's not matter the basar ba'achila. Says Reb Chaim, if you did a zrika shleibim kaimai, it will be mighty midei meila. Even though it's not a zrika materes, the basar is usher, and also the emurim, also you're not matter the emurim. But it's not considered a zrika materes, yet, because it's this kind of mitzvah of the carbon. The carbon needed a zrika, and now the carbon has a zrika. So the meila, it's yotzei midei meila. As the chiddush of Reb Chaim, just to mention that Tzitzin Tzvachim Daf Samech Vav, before not like Reb Chaim, before that Zriga Shlevim Koymai still has Meila, but Reb Chaim came to say no, that it does not have Meila because the Meila is based on the fact that the carbon needs a Zriga. Once the carbon had its key in Zriga, there's no more Meila. What was the makor of Reb Chaim to say such a thing? So this Reb Chaim is in Stencils, Chiddushim Alashas in Simin Shin Lamed Aleph and Simin Shin Ayin Beis. Chaim's big makar to this is a sugya later on at the end of the first perek. It's before there. And a person is mafresh two chatois lachrayis. He'll need one, but he's mafresh two. And then he shechs both of them. And then he does zrika on one of them. It's before that the buster of both of them does not have me'ila. Even the buster of the second one, which you were not zirik the dam of that one, he does not have me'ila. Says Reb Chaim, Hare avad this zrika is not a zrika materis. Before there in the Gemara, that if the Emurim get to the Mizbeach, the din is im alu yerdu. It's not considered a Zrika Materis Bechlal. And yet, it's mighty the Basar Midei Me'ila. What's the pshat? It says Reb Chaim that the whole Me'ila that there is because the Me'ila, the carbon in general, needs a Zrika. Once the carbon got a Zrika, it's enough to be mighty Midei Me'ila. And there it's a Chiddush that even when you have two Chatois, we look at them as being both them Shaykh to one Chiyuv. So it's called the carbon goddess Rika, and Mela, it's Yotzei Midei Meila. That was Yisrael Reb Chaim with his Rai. Here's another Rai from the Rambam, as we'll see. But that's the Eker Chiddush of Reb Chaim. See, many, many sugyas, kimat every sugya in this perek, is around the Nakuda of Reb Chaim. It's either right to Reb Chaim or a Kashan Reb Chaim, as we will see. Is the Me'ila Basar Kashay Kachim, what's mighty them? Is it because of the Hetzel HaKehanim? Or is it because of the Din that was Nizkai in the midst of the Karba? So about it, the Lashon of our Mishnah is Mashma Nadak Reb Chaim. The Lashon of the Mishnah is that it's telling the Hetzel HaKehanim. The fear of Chaim is not telling the Hetzel HaKehanim. Reb Chaim is totally in the fact that it's kind of the mitzvah of the Karba. So in the Shurim of Rav Beryl Soloveitchik and Me'ila, published in Yeshurun, Chilek Ches, one time Rav Beryl said Shurim and Me'ila, and it's published there in Yeshurun. So there Rav Beryl explains that Rav Reb Chaim agreed that the Hetzel HaKehanim can be Maitzi Midei Me'ila. What Rav Chaim came to be Mechadesh was that there's another reason to be Maitzi Midei Me'ila. Besides the reason of that it's no longer Kodesh Hashem, so there's another reason. The other reason is that it has the Hetzel HaKehanim. Why do we need the new Svar of Hetzel HaKehanim? Always typically Mishum that it's no longer Kodesh Hashem. So Rebbe will answer based on the Gemara later on. We'll see, we'll get to explain that. But the Kabbalah of that is Mahalach, like I said, Reb Chaim, there are two reasons to be Mafkim Midei Me'ila. Either the Hetzel HaKehanim or that it's no longer Kodesh Hashem. Now starting the Mishnah. The Mishnah is the member of Rabbi Yeshua that anything that has Me'ila and afterwards became Pasul, Kol Shehelesh Es Hetzel HaKehanim Ein Mo'yalim Ba. Even though afterwards it became Pasul, there's still no longer has Me'ila. So Rashi explains, just in the Darach Agav to mention, that Rashi and Me'ila is not actually Rashi. Some people call him a Farish, some people call him Rashi, but whatever you call him, it's not actually Rashi. It's one of the Rishonim that we have in the Darim and other places, but it's not actually Rashi. The Kabbalah in the Mefarish here says, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, that Kol Shaisal Shasetro Lekayanim Yeshuv Nifsal Amehem. Once it had a Shetro to Kayanim, even though after it became Pasul, it still is Yatimidei Me'ila. Also Rashi in Menachis, and Afkov Beis Med Aleph, also Rashi's Mavur has like this, that the Chiddush Rabbi Yeshua is coming to say that even though it became puzzle afterwards, because it had a header at one time, so it's Yotzim Midei Me'ila. The Lashon of Rashi there, Menachis, Ein Ma'alin Boi, Deloi Kochi Hashem Him, V'Av Agav Hashta Ein Lo Shat Netzer. If you look at it right now, it's not called the Shas Hetzer L'Kayhanim. Because at one point it had a Shas Hetzer L'Kayhanim, so then it always is Yotzim Midei Me'ila. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua. So, the question is, why is this a Chiddush? If the Yisoid of the Din, that there's no Me'ila Me'batar Kachi Kachim in Zerika, it's because it creates a Hetzer L'Kayhanim, so we understand this very well. When you do, you're Zerik the Dam, it became Mutter. Now, afterwards, it became Pasul. So I would think that the Me'ila comes back, because there no longer is a Hetzer L'Kayhanim. Kamash Mullah, no. It's enough with the hetter that was in originally to make it mutter la'ila. It's not the hetter wasn't Maitim de Mila only as long as it's actually mutter la'kayhanim. It was Maitim de Mila entirely, completely. That it no longer has Mila. That's how we can understand the chiddush of the Mishnah. But if we'll say like Reb Chaim that the reason that there's no Mila is because it's ois kachi Hashem, it's no longer kachi Hashem after Zerika. So what's the chiddush here? That even though it becomes possible afterward, that there's still no me'ila. For sure. Once you did the mitzvah of the karban, you did the zrika, you did the mitzvah of the karban, so for sure it's no longer kachi Hashem. It's a big question on Reb Chaim. Elmai, we could learn that guva is what the Mishnah is coming to say. I don't think that the only reason that it has it's Yotzim Midei Me'ila is because it has a Hetzer L'Kayanim, and therefore if we get to a point where it no longer has a Hetzer L'Kayanim, then the Me'ila should come back. Kamash Blon, that it does not have Me'ila. Why not? The reason that it's Yotzim Midei Me'ila is because the Me'ila is Paka, because that it's no longer Kachi Hashem. And the Me'ila, and the, we don't need the Hetzer L'Kayanim in order to make that it does not have Me'ila. So actually, we can say that Kufa is the Chiddush of the Mishnah. However, we find some Rishonim that before not this way. in the Meiri in Kiddushin Daf Nandalad Min Aleph. Fascinating Meiri. It's before there in the Gemara that big day Kahuna, even though they should have Meila, they're hektish. But this man Amar that there is no Meila in big day Kahuna because Lo Nitna Teiril Malachi Hasharis. It's impossible for the Kohanim to be so careful to take off their begadim as soon as they finish the avodah. By definition, they'll have it on for a few extra seconds, and the Torah wasn't so machmir on them. So meila, there's no meila in big tekuna. Balkarach the Torah did not give meila to big tekuna because leinin the Torah malachi asharis. It's more in the sugya there that when the big tekuna are no longer roit to be used as begadim, they're worn out. So then they do have meila again. They only did not have meila because they were right to be used for their avodah. If we get to a state where they're no longer right for Avoida, then the Meila comes back. But there's a question that's spoken about there by the Achronim. Why is that not Kachim Shemesu or Nasi Mitzvasai when you can no longer do they're no longer right for their mitzvah? Akabonim, that's in there that the Meila comes back. Asks the Meiri, right, why is it different than Basar Kachay Kachim? Basar Kachay Kachim, that you did Zrika, and then it becomes Pasol. The din is that it no longer has Meila. Why do we not say the Meila comes back? Like by the Begad? This is the question of the Meiri. Answers the Meiri the following. El Shiro Eli, Shemeach, Shein an Osam Heter Meruvach. Says the Meiri that the heter b'dikuna is not an entire heter. It's not a heter meruvach. It's not a wide heter. It's only because loinin atar l'malachi asharis. You know, really, it should have meila, even when you did avoid with it. Just the Torah wasn't so machmir on the kohanim, so therefore took away the meila. But that's not a real shas heter l'kohanim. So therefore, when that heter goes away, so also the meila comes back. Shengen the basar, when you reserved for dam, and the basar was really mutcher at that time. So that's an entire heter. That's matter. That's mafkid the meila forever. That entirely takes away the yichud l'ashem. And even when it comes back, the isra, a different isra of nicer or whatever, but the meila does not come back because it was entirely mufka from being kachi Hashem. So it's clear in the Meiri that the yisoid of the mission, even after the chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua, was that the shas heter of the zurika stays la'olam. It's not that there's a different yisoid of the heter, that the heter is that it's ois kachi Hashem when you do a zurika. No, really the yisoid of the heter is heter l'kayhan, that's what mafkim midei me'ila. Just even when we get to a state where it's usher, but the fact that it was hutar, gave the zurika, that heter always stays. The isser is a different isser. But the zrika that came to matter, that heter is a heter meruvach. And meila, that's always mafkim midei meila. That's mavur in the Meiri. The similar story that we see in the Meiri, we see also in the Rambam in Perish Mishnayis. The Rambam in Perish Mishnayis in Arla, Perik Bey's mission to Zion, says the Rambam a fascinating chiddush, that there's a difference between a koyin that eats nicer and a zar that eats nicer. Says the Rambam, a koyin that eats nicer is chayiv kares for eating nicer. A zar also has an isra of me'ila. Because even though the zriko is matcher for kayhanim, that there's no me'ila, that's only for kayhanim. But for a zar, there's no shas heter for zorim. I did by kachi kachim. It's only in the kayhanim and not the zorim. So me'ila, zar has me'ila. So what we're seeing here in our Mishnah, that maybe the heter is specific to only those that have the heter, and only to the time that you have the heter. So we see this mafurish in the Ramba. Ram holds that the heter only exists for people that are shaykh to the heter, for someone that's not shaykh to the heter of the basar. The basar is not actually mutter to him to eat, because other isurim, because the isur of zarus, and meila also he has an isur of meila. So then the yisoid of our Mishnah that the heter is only when it exists, that we see clearly in the Ramba. Allah of the Ram does not hold this way. Allah of the Ramban Paskins in Perak Aleph of Meila, Allah of Bez. Hamim says that Zerika's matir is mighty in the Me'ila even for Zorin. I don't think that Ramam is a riot of Chayim. What the Ram could mean there is that once it's mutter for Kayhanim, it's no longer called Miyuchad Hashem. even though the heter was not set for Zarim, the heter, the buser is actually only mutter for Kayanim. But once the buser is mutter for Kayanim, we can no longer define it as miyuchad Hashem. And that's the side of the Rambam and Halacha that he was chayzer from what he said in Perashat Mishnayos. From the Shaman Perashat Mishnayos, and more clearly, the Meiri, we see that the side of our, the Havamina of our Mishnah is the correct Havamina. That the heter, the Havkafra Me'ila, could be only as far as the heter really goes. So the Rambam holds in Perashat Mishnayos that applies only for Kayhanim and not for Zorim. And the Meiri says, held that the side of this Mishnah applies L'Chalamaisa by Big Dekhuna Shebalu, that the Me'ila comes back because the heter is only as long as it actually existed. And he's mechalik that the heter by us is a heter meruvach. It's a wider heter, and therefore it applies even after that the buster becomes usher a day being nicer. We now start the Gemara. The Gemara says that the reason that shchitas dorim is not like kachin shemesu, it's not commanded chankinun domi, because even though dorim is not roi for kachi kachim, it's still roi for kachim kalim. So the obvious question in the Gemara, the Shita Mekubet is asked in Gimel, and I say, is that's what's the connection between kachim kalim and kachi kachim? It's true, it's roi for kachim kalim, but our Mishnah is talking about kachi kachim, and for kachi kachim, it's not roi. Why do we care that it's roi for something else to help us to make any difference for kachi kachim? So the answer is the Shita, that because it's Rei for Kachim Kalim, then it's called Psulei Bakoidesh, and the din is Im Ola Lo Yerid. This is based on a sugya in Zvachim. The Hagdara of Psulei Bakoidesh is things that have Hechsher B'makom Acher. It's more in the Gemara in Daf Pedalet, in Zvachim V'Pshutai. Anything that has Hechsher B'makom Acher, called Psulei Bakoidesh, even though for this carbon it's puzzle. Because for a different carbon, it's kosher, means that it's not entirely psul. It's a lesser of a psul, a smaller psul, something which is only psul on this carbon, but other carbonas it's kosher. So to Dorin, because it's Rei V'Kachim Kalim, that means that it's not an entire psul, a definite psul, and therefore the din is in Malo Lo Yerid. That's how the Shita learns the Gemara. So it's B'Pshutei Mashma and the Shita. Is that in our sugi, the definition of kachim shemesu by us, have me'ila or not have me'ila, it's telling whether there's a kiyum din, whether there's something to do with it. Kachim shemesu is on that loss, it's din entirely. It's entirely mufka, there's nothing to be done with it. Things that have some sort of kiyum din, so it's not kachim shemesu. So the Hagdar here of Kachim Shem, if Kachim Shemesu is that if it has a din of him, although Yerid, so it has a certain case when we'll get a din Akhtara. It's true, Lachatchila. Can't go to Maktir it, but when it's already on the Mizbeach, then it does have a din to be Maktir. So because there is one case when we'll have a din Akhtara, so that gives it, that said that it has a Ru'uyas, it has a Shaychas to the Mizbeach, and therefore it's not Kachin Shemes. Similar concept we see in Zvachim, Kabidin of Haloas Chutz, person is only Chayv when they're Ma'al Lebachutz. And something which is Mekabal Bifnim, something that when you bring it Bifnim, Mizbech accepts it. So before there, that things which have a din of Ololo Yerid, you're Chayv on them Bachutz. Because even though L'chatchila, you're not makrev on the Mizbech Bifnim. Because there is a case when you could be makar of bifnim. When we get to the mizbeach, then we would tell you to go be makar of bifnim. So mimela, we tell you that always you could be makar of it. That always you're chayv and bachutz, because it has a certain case when it's right bifnim. That's the pashup shat in the shita. That's the heart of shat in the sugya. That the din of kachin shemesu, tell you whether it has some sort of kiyum. So, a few orders on this. Number one, that in Taisis by Yathir Maskel Chutz, it's Mezuyah Ketiv, that the Sugi by us is going even if you're Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah, Sugi is going even if you're Rabbi Yehuda, that holds in Zvachim, that a Shchitas Laila is a Molo Yehred, or a Shchitas Doraim is a Molo Yehred. still Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the din of our Mishnah that there is Mi'ila in Shechitas Laila and Shechitas Dara. So that's a problem. Because if we say the din of Kachin Shemesu is totally toy, whether it has a Kiyam din or not. So if so, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Lamaisa, the din is in Ola Yerid, then you should be Padre Bachutz. Another Ara on this, Karinoyer brings from Taisa Nida, and Daf Mem, from Furish and Taisa, that even if you're Rabbi Yehuda, that the din is in Ola Yerid, still, it's not called Kachin Shemes. So that's it. It's in Arab, there's my Furish and Taisa, but yes, it's Meduik and Taisa. This is a big Ara. And another, even a bigger Ara, is that all this makes sense by the Emurim. What do we do about the Basar? The Mishnah may also talk about the Basar. Yeshua says everyone has a Hetrol Kayhanim, Shuvay Moyalin Boy. The Mishnah by us is at least talking about the Basar. The Basar has no Kiyam Din of him all the Loyerid. And the first Mishnah in Mizbeach Makadish, even Basar of a Kosher Karbon, that gets the Mizbeach. The Din is him all the Yerid. So why does every Basar from a Karbon puzzle, why does it have Mi'ila? It's a very big question. This question asks the Eilas Shleima increases Afchav Gimel, the Chidushim of Zalman Sender, Payas in the Sugya. There's a Kushi Atzuma. So, what we have to say to answer these questions, to say it is before the Shershit Varm is before in the Sfasemis, it's more Arichutz. Say from Mincha Shleima. There's a Gemara later on in Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, a fascinating Gemara. That's the Iker Sigah there, Kachin Shemesu. Ula Mar Rabbi Yechanan says, Kachin Shemesu is Yotzim Yidei Me'ila. And Rav Chisda says to Ula, Kedusha Bohen Lahechan Holcha. Where did the Kedusha go to? Okay, this carbon was Kaddish, it had Me'ila. How did the Kedusha disappear? That's the question. It's not clear in the Gemara what the answer is, how Ula said an answer to the question, he just brought a Raya to prove his din. This is. We'll start with the understanding the question of Rav Chisda. Question of Rav Chisda is Torech Biur Rav. Rav Chisda asks on a Kachin Shemesu, a carbon that mamish dies. Rav Chisda asked, I do not understand why I should not have Meila. Where did Rav Chisda come from? Hare, we're trying to understand the opposite. We're trying to understand that when by Shechitas Dorim we don't know why it's not Kachin Shemesu, and El Chert should not have Meila. But Rav Chisda held that even Kachin Shemesu Mamish, a carbon that drops dead, Rav Chisda held that it should still have Me'ila. Hare, what mitzvah does it have? We mentioned earlier from Reb Chaim that the whole Yisrael of Me'ila by Kachin Mizbeach is based on their mitzvahs. So these Kachin Shemesu, and then now that it dies, it has no more mitzvah. You have nothing, no mitzvah to be done with it. So why in the world should it have Me'ila? What does Rav Chisda hold? Why does Rav Chisda say, Chidusha ben Lahechan Hoch? So the Muchach here in Rav Chisda, at least, a very important Yisoid in Meseches Me'ila, that it's true, like Rav Chaim tells us, the Me'ila Bekachim Mizbeach is based on mitzvahs. But that's only the Tchilas Dover. The deciding point, whether a carbon has Me'ila or not has Me'ila, is it a carbon that has a mitzvahs or a carbon that does not have mitzvahs? They had to decide which type of karbanos have me'ila. But once a karban is niskadesh, to be kachay Hashem, because it has a chash of mitzvah that makes it miyuchad l'gavaya, so now it's niskadesh to be kachay Hashem. So now the karban is mechefza shayach l'gavaya. It's mechefza kachay Hashem. It no longer needs to have the mitzvah befoyal in order to make it kachay Hashem. Once it's the type of carbon that is kachay Hashem, that's miyuchad l'gavaya, so then anything can happen to it. It can lose its mitzvah. The carbon dropped dead. It no longer is going to have any mitzvahs. But because it was already niskadish to be kachay Hashem, so now it's bechevtza shayach l'gavaya. It's to a certain degree similar to kachay berek habayi, said Reb Chaim said. Chaim is saying that they're always, their me'ila is based on their, that they're shaykh to gavaya. Kachim is beach, once they got a mitzvah, and once they became Miyuchad Hashem, so now Rav Chisda held that they're always, from now on, even if the mitzvah will get lost, they'll always be Mechavs Kodesh Hashem. So I want to qualify that statement for a second. I said it a little bit too sharp. I said, what I said until now is that according to Rav Chisda, once something is Niskadish to be a carbon, then it's always Kodesh Hashem. It's not Akdekach. Rav Chisda Vada agrees to the concept of Loimatina Dover, Shinasi Nitzvasu Umaya Limboy. Chisda agrees that when something is finished, the mitzvah, then it's no longer Kodesh Hashem. So that's different. When Nasa Mitzvasa means you took away the whole Siba that it had Mi'ila. Siba, the reason we gave something Kedusha in the first place was in order to have a certain Din HaKrava. Once you've accomplished that Din HaKrava, then Nevada, there's no Mi'ila. Because the whole Mi'ila was based on the Din HaKrava, and that was Niskayim. You got to the Tachlis. So once you've reached the goal, then there no longer has a Din Mi'ila. That Rav Chisda does agree to. Even though it was Kachi Hashem, but the Kachi Hashem was based on a certain goal, and we reached that goal. So that's it. Shalom, there's no more Mi'ila. But by Kachi Hashem, it's different than Nasi Mitzvasa. Kachi Hashem, so you never got to your goal. So there we can't say that you accomplished this, the Inyan of the Mi'ila, of the Kedusha. So there Rav Chisda held that it was Niskadish for a certain mitzvah, and even though it can no longer get to that mitzvah, that doesn't matter. Once it's Niskadish, it's called Kodesh Hashem Bechefza, and unless you're Mafkia, the Siba of the Mi'ila, Ayidei Nasa Mitzvasaya, and according to Rav Chisda, it always will have Mi'ila. That's the opinion of Rav Chisda. Why do Lamaisa we argue in Rav Chisda? We hold the Kodesh Shemesu Zia Yotzimidei Mi'ila. So here we start with this Svasemes. The Svasemes says that really the Kedusha of a Karban is not for the time that it's alive. The point of the Kedusha of a Karban, the point that the Karban has Mi'ila, is so that it will have a Krava of after Shechita. Really, says the Svasemes, the Mi'ila should only happen after Shechita. Why? Because Shechita is what makes the Karban into a Karban. So we have this Yisoid in many Achrayinim, Briskerov in Stencils, in Zvachim, Dafchav, Medbeiz, and Menachos, Daftas, Man Aleph, says that the Iker Kedusha HaKarban, the Kedusha HaKrava, comes Aidei Shechita. When the Karban is actually being carried on the Mizbeach, that's what gives it Kedusha. The Briskerov explains, Taisis there, in Zvachim, and Dafchav, and Menachos, Daftas, Taisis says that the Psul Yoitze only happens in a Karban after Shechita, and in a mincha after kmitza, even though there's kedusha beforehand, but the kedusha befoil, the kedusha's carbon that it gets, is only after you start doing the avodas, and that happens in a zevach after shechita, and in a mincha after kmitza. That's the side of the briskerov. That's the side of Aramavur in the merkeves hamishnah and perakev tamidu no musafin. That what makes the carbon into a carbon is the shechita the dalet avodas. The lashon of Rashi in Parshas Tzav is the lashon of the pasuk of a kohen hamechate yoisa yoichlena. Kohen that does that makes it a chatos. He eats it. Kohen that's ready for avoda is let eat the carbon. Rashi says she oisa avodasa she nasis chatos al yodoi. The idea that krava is what makes a carbon befoyal, is what makes it an actual chatos. The carbon when it's alive is a theoretical oila. It's a theoretical chatos. It's kadosh right now because what's going to happen, I did the shechita. The shechita and the avodas, they will make it a carbon befoyal. So says the Sfas Emes, that a carbon has me'ila mechayim, it's not really the time that should have me'ila. Really, it should have me'ila only after shechita. A carbon has me'ila mechayim because it's in its oimed to get a din hakrava aidei shechita. It's already in the path. It's already set aside to be oimed for hakrava of shechita. So because it's oimed lekach, then it already has me'ila. But really, the me'ila that exists before shechita is based on what's going to be la'achar shechita. And me'ila says it's asemes. Therefore, if a karban is kachin shemesu, so we see that it will not get to the point of the hakrava of la'achar shechita, so the me'ila, even right now, it does not have me'ila. Because the whole me'ila was based on what's going to be after shechita. If we know for sure that's not going to happen, so me'ila, there's no me'ila. That's the explanation of the Sasemis. That's why Kashmir Shemesu are Yatsumi De Me'ila. That's the answer to Rav Chizda and Daf Yudbeis. Kedusha Shebehen Lahechon Hocha. The answer is no. Rav Chizda, you hold that already right now it has enough Kedusha. It's Kadosh Bechepta. That's incorrect. The Kedusha that it has right now is only based on what it's going to get later on. So now that it died, it never got to that Kedusha. So we don't say Kedusha Shebehen Lahechon Hocha. We say Kedusha Shebehen, it's never started. It was based on tomorrow, and it didn't get there. The Mela says the Sasemes, Arsugi is Givaldik. Arsugi that says that Kachim Kalim, that Kachim Kachim, that if they do Shchitas Darain, they have Me'ila, because it's right for Kachim Kalim, that if the Shchitas right for Kachim Kalim, says the Sasemes, that means that it's called the Shchitas Kachim. You did a Shchita. It's true to Shchita Psula. But it's called that with the Skayim in them, the Shchitas Kachim. Anything that has a kiyum of a shchitas kachim is not going to be kachim shemesu. Because once, let's start a more simple case. If you do a shchita kiel chasai, mamish, and then the carbon is pasul right afterwards, it's nishpach adam, the carbon is pasul right afterwards. In that case, we agree to the question of Rav Chizda. Chizda said, chikdusha mehen laichan holcha, once you have done a shchita, you made it into a carbon mamish, then we don't care what happens afterwards. Because then it was this kaddish to be kachi Hashem bechefza, and as long as it's not nazis mitzvasoi, then it will have me'ila. So that's when the shechita was bechsherei mamish, and then afterwards we could care less. So it says it's asemes, and not only when the shechita says bechsherei mamish, even if the shechita lemais is a shechita psula, but if it's called the shechita's kachim, that means that the shechita accomplished the goal of turning this thing into a carbon befaya. It wasn't a theoretical carbon, it was an actual carbon. That's what happens. So when there's a shchitas darim, because it's right for kachim kalim, that means it's called a shchitas kachim. The mail of the carbon is now kachi Hashem bechepza. And now we agree to the question of Rav Chizda, chikdusha ben lehechan hoch. Mail that answers all the questions. And even the fear of Yehuda that the shchita is a mali, the carbon is a mali yerid. And even if by the basar, where the basar for sure is a mali yerid. So we don't need the din befoyal to make it that it's no longer kachim shemesu. Once it was in Kaddish to be kachi Hashem, it's no longer kachim shemesu. That's the soyer of the soyer and dafi beis and Rav Chizda. Then as the Sfasema says, that we really are we la halacha, even though we hold of ula that kachim shemesu is yatzamente midei me'ila, but we agree to a large extent, we agree to Rav Chizda. Just we hold that it has to become a carbon befoyal. Once it's a carbon befoyal, then we say chikdusha ben lahechan hoch. It's the yesod gadol in kachim shemesu, which is mevor in our sugya. Another point about kachim shemesu. In general, Reb Chaim in sefer in Perek Beis of Meila, Reb Chaim says that even though kachim shemesu are yotum in Meila, like the Gemara says by us, but there's still an isser hanami da'areisa. And I know all kachim, mechayim, or asurim bahana, even kachim kalim that do not have me'ila. Before many rishonim, there's an isra hana deraisa by kachim kalim. And yet, by kachim shemesu, even though it's yati me'ei me'ila, it still has an isra hana deraisa. Let's say that Reb Chaim will see in a second rise to this. That's Reb Chaim's yisoid. And the point is that Reb Chaim there says it's different than nasa mitzvosa. Reb Chaim just betoichel lishonai mentions this difference. And that's the mitzvah, so it's not kachim anymore. It's finished the mitzvah. There's no more yisurim at all. But kachim shemesu, they still have an isra anami da'arais. What's taka the pshat? The teretz is, based on the same yisurim we said a minute ago, that there's a very big difference between kachim shemesu and nas mitzvah. Nas mitzvah is you've accomplished the whole goal of the kedusha. Something was niskadish for a certain reason, and now that reason has been accomplished. So now there's no more reason for me'ila at all. That's why nas mitzvah. Kachim shemesu is not that way. Kachim shemesu, the korban has a certain goal, and it has not gotten to that goal, and will never get to that goal. But the mitzvah is still there. It wasn't, you didn't take away the mitzvah. You just think that we can never get to the mitzvah. So there, nothing is mafkia, the whole kedusha of the korban. The reason the Chachamim Meisi don't have me'ila, we said, is that it never was in Kaddish entirely. The kedusha was based on the shechita, it never got to that. But nothing took away the siba of the me'ila, took away the siba of the kedusha. Therefore, Reb Chaim tells us that it still has an etzra anah de'araisa. The Meisi, this is mafurish in Rashi and kedusha and daf nun zayin amid beis. By Shchut Echutz. There Rashi says that Shchut Echutz are Asr Bahanomi Daraisa because they were Niskadesh. They were Niskadesh and they never got a Zerika that was matter them. So the Isra states. So the Maram there, the Chidush Maram Yibublin, back of the Gemara, explains Rashi. Rashi holds that Shchut Echutz, which are Kachim Shemesu, they still have an Isra Daraisa. Chaim also brought this, brought a rise to this from Tzitzin Zvachon Vav Samech Tessim at Beis. And Rav Moshe Salavechik, Rav Chaim's son, Shadushia Grama Levi, Perak Beis of Mi'ila, brings a rise to this from the whole din of Haloas Chutz, Haloas of Shchut Echutz. Karpim, which is Shechted Bachutz, you're Chayiv Karis for the Shechita. And then if a person goes and is Malet Bachutz, he's also Chayiv Karis for the Halah. Hari, a person that's Malet Chulin Bachutz, that is Potter. So only if you're Malet Kochim Bachutz. So why is this kachim? It was already shchut echutz. It's no longer kachim. Elamai says Rav Moshe, you see here that even shchut echutz, which have a din of kachim shemesu, is still called kachim. And therefore you can be chayiv on nir halo abachutz. However, in Tezim Kiddushin and Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis, it's mavur, there's no isher de'araisa to be nanny from shchut echutz. Tezim argues on Rashi, and Tezim says there's no isher de'araisa. But the stapler already writes, the stapler in the Simon Beis says that Teis only holds that by Shchut Echutz. Shchut Echutz, because they had a Shchita, even though it was done Bachutz, that works to be matir the Isra Anosh that they have. Just like Shchita is matir the Isra of Tulei Mugdoshim, so the Shchita can be matir the Isra Anosh of Shchut Echutz. But Kachin Shemesu Mamish, the stapler is Mechadish, Teis agrees to Rashi that has an Isra Anosh Midareis. So mentioned, this is the opinion of Reb Chaim and many people that go in the same halachas of Reb Chaim, Chazanish and Bechayrus holds that no, the Kachin Shemesu no longer have an Isra Anah De'araisa. The Chazanish seems to say that everyone holds this way. He doesn't bring that Rashi and Kiddushin, Tezin Zvachim, and before not like this. But the opinion of the Chazanish is that Kachin Shemesu do not have an Isra Anah De'araisa. One more point about Kachin Shemesu over here is that Rashi's bothered. Why are Kachin Shemesu ought to be named Ilah? Hare, you could be paid to them. Carbon that gets a mum, even though you can be makar of it, it still has me'ila. Because Hekdesh has a use out of it. Because we could be paid that. We can use the money to bring another carbon. So too, all shchut echutz, or all pachachin shemesu, should have me'ila, because they're right for pidyon. That's a question that Rashi bothered by. Answers Rashi, no, you can't be paid it. Ain't paid in as a kachim lachilon laklavit. Because it's not right for pigeon. Because once it dies, then a person can't eat it. Only a dog can eat it. Animals can eat it. You can get hana from it, theoretically, but you can't eat it yourself. In poitin is a kachim lachilon laklavim. In memela, it's called kachim shemes. That's the say to Rashi. Rashi says that by us, by shchitas dorim in the havin of the Gemara. Rashi, and later on in Afyad Beis, says that by kachim shemesu mamish, that the reason they're kachim shemesu, they're not right for pidyons because in pidyon is a kachim la'achilon l'klav. The question is, a very basic question, where is there a mum? You can only be pidyon kachim that have a mum. Why is this thing considered a mum? It's mavor in Rashi that misa is considered a mum. A mum is a davar that's nicker in the guf that makes it possible for a carbon. So to every misa Rashi holds is called a mum. And Rashi holds that theoretically. You can be paid every carbon that dies because the misa itself is considered a mum. The reason why you can't lemaisa is because in poitin is a kachim lachil and laklavit. So maisa this yisoid is be'etzim avur and teizin in papakama and afayin vavim and alf. Teizir held that every shchita psula like shchut echutz should be a mum and you should be able to be paid at the carbon. At the end of the teiz, the teiz is in the chadish that a mum that happens at day misa is not a mum lifta yisolaf. That's the chiddush of Tesis. But B'Yisai Tais is held that any, that Shechita Psula, Rashi Bais says, Huadin Misa, all these things should have a din of a mum. But the Maskan Tais is not like Rashi. Tais holds that a mum Ayde Misa is not considered a mum. Kriveger there in the Lilian Ashas is Mitzayan Rashi Bayas. Rashi Bayas argues on Tais. Rashi holds that really, that Misa or Shechita Schut is considered a mum. And the reason that it's Kotshim Hamesa, according to Rashi, is only because it's in Poydin as a Kotshim, La'achilam L'klav. When I come to the Gemara Namad Beis, where brings the Machlokes, Rabbi and Rav Yosef, what's the din of Shechitas Dorim? Is it Ola Yerid or Ola Lo Yerid? Rabbi holds that Shechitas Dorim is an Ola Yerid. Why? Because it's Kiman Dechan Kinun Dami. Till you strangle the carbon, and the difference is all the yerid, even the fear of Shimon, it holds up everything which is Sula Bakoidish, and all the low yerid, but Shechitas Darim, Shimon agrees that it's all the yerid. So why is this worse than other psulim? Why by every other psulim of Shimon holds that it's all the low yerid, and here it's all the yerid? So Taisa says, Zir Matzchel V'Rabba, Taisa says, because Shechitas Darim is Me'in Shechitas Chutz, that it's similar to Shechtan Bachot Mamish, so that's for sure Eim Sula Bakoidish. So here, even though it happened in the Azara, and it has Hechsher by Kachim Kalim, but because they Kachay Kachim, it's not the right place, so it's Me'ein Shechita Schut. So you see from here that Shechita Sofen is a Kfiyas Mokum for where the Shechita has to happen. It's a specific place where Shechita has to happen. Shechita happening somewhere else is like Shechting Bachot. So it's not the right place of Shechita. You find this Lamaisa in Rashi and Zvachim Daf Nunheim and Beis. Rashi says, "My kedusha say that tzafa in midorim." The reason you need to shech b'tzafa is not because of the extra kedusha that there is in tzafa over darim. No, says Rashi, there's no more kedusha in tzafa more than darim. So why? Ela the kviyas makom bialmahu. The kviyas makom bialma. So therefore, we could hear that when you're shechting out of that place, you shecht it in the wrong place. If all it is an issue of Kedusha, so it wasn't its Kaddish, it wouldn't be like Shechitas Chutz. Because it's an issue of a Kviyas Mokoim, so that makes it like Shechitas Chutz. Similarly, we see in the end of Perek HaShechit V'Hamayla in Zvochen, and Afkuv Zayin Mebeiz, there's a Hamim in the Gemara there, that person that shechts Kotche Kotchem Badorim is Chai for Shechute Chutz. Chayv Kareis for shechting things out of the Bachutz. So Bachutz, we know, normally means out of the Beis HaMikdash. But there was a half minute to say that every Shechitas Dorim is also like Shechitas Chutz. And the reason is because it's the wrong place of the Makom of the Shechita. For Kotchei Kotchim, it's out of their place. So you see from all these places that it has an aspect of Shechitas Chutz, by Shechitas Dorim, and that is the basis of Shechitas Rabba, that Rabba holds that it's Kaman Dechan Kinun Dami by Shechitas Darim, and even Rav Shimon agrees that it's Yerid. So the Brisker Rav in Stencils and Zvachim that's on the Chetzim and Beis has an important Chakir in the Pshad and Rabba. Not why he said it, but what's the Geder that Shechitas Darim is Kaman Dechan Kinun. Says the Brisker Rav the following, Geish La'ayin B'hok Dekechan Kinun Dami Im Abir Deloi Choshev Shechitas Kachim Klal. Is the pshat that you didn't shecht it at all? It's kilu kachim shemesu, which carbon died and never had a shechitas kachim. Oy yesh leimar de chashiv shechita, inyan shekadosh li patel. It's considered a shechita to make it kadosh for dinei psul. But actually, einu mekadeshes li kariv. But to make it right for akrava, and that the shechita did not do. Find that a mincha, when a mincha cannot be in this kaddish, I day klishar, there's nothing possible about it. So we don't say that the klishar is not in the kaddish at all. We say the klishar is not in the kaddish at li kariv, but the klishar is in the kaddish at li pasal. For instance, it makes the mincha can no longer get pidyon. A mincha, before you put it in the klishar, you can be paid it. Once you put it in the klishar, you cannot be paid it. So even in the case when the mincha cannot be kariv, and it never will be able to be kariv. But by putting it in a kli sharis, it gives it a kedusha that ilu wants to have a din akrava, but it can't. So therefore, it gives it a kedusha liipata. So we could say the same thing by kaman dechan kinun. This shechita is not the pshat that it's not a shechita's kachin bichlal. it is a shechitas kotshim. But the gabi lekadesh to make it roiv rakrava, and that it's command a lesser, and that's why it's a malu yerdu. But still, it's considered a kiyum in shechitas kotshim. So might have kamina. Says Breskarov lefize keiton gam tzrifa. The came with the kodesh mili potzel tzarech shreif. Inyan the malu yerdu losagi bekdusha lipotzel. Says the Biskrov, we have two nafkaminas of Kachim Sulim that had a kiyum that were called psulim by Kodesh. Mishnah says in the end of Menachos that a carbon which is psulim by Kodesh needs tzreifa by Kodesh. Carbon that stam dies, Kachim Shemesu, or things like Revea Venirva. So then, even if a person would shech them, so they don't need tzreifa by Kodesh. When their din is, their din is that you bury them. They were never niskadish, aydei shechita. So there's tam yisuri hanos. You need to bury them, but there's no kedusha. But a carbon that had a little bit of akrava, psula b'kodesh. So then it became a carbon already. The mela when it becomes puzzle afterwards that any psula that might happen, but it already needs stream of b'kodesh. It's only out of a pasuk. So says the scribe, the nafkamina of these two psalms, and we have a shechitas dar. On the first side is that it's not a shechitas kachem bechlal, and it'll need kvura. It does not need treifa because it never got any kedusha idei the shechita. Another side is say no, that it did get somewhat of a kedusha idei the shechita, and therefore the it will need treifa b'kodesh. So, we have the Rishonim already argue in this Chakir of the Biskarov. Biskarov himself brings some Rashi, and Amar Aleph, Rashi says that we had a Tavmi that Shechitas Darim was commanded and Kinun Dami. So, before in Rashi, that you'd be able to Paida it, that you'd be able to, that now you'd be able to do Pidyon because it was Shechit Badarim. Says Rashi, no, because in Paidin is the Kachim Achil and the Klavim. Says the Biskarov that if this Shechita is a Kiyim of Shechitas Kachim, so it's not going to be like a mum. Alright, you did a shechita skotchim. Just, it's still not royal akrava. It's not going to make it a mum. If we say the whole shechita had no kiyum in shechita skotchim, so the gabi dinim of the korban, we look at you stam, cut the neck. So then we can hear that that's called a mum. If the shechita is a kiyum in kotchim, there's no inside that it's a mum. So it's more than Rashi says the Rav, that the shechita's dorim is not a shechita bechlal agabe kotchim. The Meila Rashi held that it's considered a mum. That was the Raya of the Rav. On the other side of the spectrum, we see in the Pirush Kadmon here, it's printed in the back of the Gemara, one of the Rishonim and Mesechas Meila. Pirush Kadmon says, even if you rabba, that Shechitas Darim is Yerid, and it's commanded on Kinnon, but it still needs Treva Bakodesh. First in Afkamina, the Briska Rav says, we have a version of the Pirush Kadmon that holds, and it does need Treva Bakodesh. That it was niskadesh, I did the shechita. Another point in Rabbah, it's important in the Gemara that not only does Rabbah hold that it's a mola yerid, Meila is pasha to the Gemara that Rabbah holds that it's also yotze midei me'ila. That's like kachem shemesu l'gabe me'ila. Question is, why is that? So the pasha pshat is that always the distinction of whether something has me'ila or not, whether a psul has me'ila or not, is talking about mola lo yerid. Anything which is a mola lo yereid has me'ila. Anything which is in lo yereid does not have me'ila. Imagine this is mashmaya so the shita mekubetzes and on an aleph and his gimel and his hay. So lefid said the gemara is very pashat. And because Rabbah holds that it's in lo yereid, me'ila Rabbah holds that it does not have me'ila. That's simple pshat in the gemara. However, we mentioned earlier that Tesis and an aleph and Tesis in nida, they argue on this. They hold that even cases that are. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they still have Mi'ila Midaraisa. They're not Kachim Shemesa. So why is this different? Why is Shechitas Darim different according to Rab? So obviously the answer is that Rab here holds that it's Yerid even according to Rabbi Shimon. In this case, it's Kiman Nechan Kinnon and it's Yotam Midei Mi'ila. But in the case that only Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's Mi'ila Yerid, then it still has Mi'ila. What's the difference? That the Gimel Mizum of Rabbi Yehuda, simple way to say is that they're still called Psula Bakodesh. Still Psula Bakodesh, just Rabbi Yehuda has a mute, three things that even if they're psulim b'kodesh, they're more chomer than the rest of the psulim b'kodesh psulim, and therefore they're mala yerid. But it's called psulim b'kodesh. Mela, it has kima shchitas kodesh. Even the karev is called the kima shchitas kodesh. It's still a mala yerid, but basically it's considered you did a shchitas kodesh. Mashenkin lefi rabba, the rabba holds that even if you're a shemin, it's a mala yerid. I mean, because it's in psulei b'kodesh. So therefore, it's kind of like the chankin on mamish. And it's mamish kachem, so it does not, it's, it either has no kim kachem bechlal, like Rashi holds, or at least it has no kim shchitas kachem likariv, like according to the Perish Kadmon. And mele, it's kaman dechankin on dami. Akoponim, it's not a direct result of the din of a mala yerid. Rather, because it's even according to Rav Shimon, it's a mala yerid, korcha this psul is a kaman dechankin on paper psul, and mele, it's yotim idei me'ila. We see in Tesis, by us, a very small Tesis, says in Maskal Ella, that in Gemara's question says Tesis, because Rabbi holds its command and kinun dami. That's why it should not have Me'ila. What does Tesis want? Right? That's more in the Gemara. What is Tesis adding on to the Gemara? And why I think it's this point, that Tesis is telling us, don't learn Shana in the Gemara here, anything which is in all Yerid does not have Me'ila. That's not true. Tesis and Amun Aleph is before, not this way. So he's saying, rather, Pshat in the Gemara here is cause Rabbi holds his command the Chankinun Dami, so that, therefore, it should be also named Ilam Yidareisa. That is the Pshat in Tesis. Another point here is the Sheet of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef argues on Rabbi. Rav Yosef holds that it's not command the Chankinun, and it's a Mala Lo Yerid. So the Chayr Rav Yosef holds that there's nothing unique about Shechitas Dorim. Just like all other Psulim, according to Rav Shimon, is a Mala Lo Yerid. Who had in Shechitas Dorim? That'd be the simple pshat in Rav Yosef. However, it's not so simple. Because you see in the Gemara that Rav Yosef agrees that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a mala yerid. Tesis asks in numerous places that Rabbi Yehuda only has three miyutim. He has three things that even though he would theoretically agree to Rav Shimon, the three psukim telling us to exclude three psulim, and because therefore he says that in these cases they're a mala yerid. And what are the three psulim? It's Nishmach Dama and Lon Dama and Shchitas Laila. Those are the three cases Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's a Mala Yerid. So ask Tesis that we do not have a fourth Pasuk for Shchitas Darim. So if Rabbi Yosef is arguing with Rabbi and he says that Lafir of Shimon, it's a Mala Lo Yerid. So in Melan, in Cheshvan, it has to come out that even Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's a Mala Lo Yerid. The answer to Tesis is that it's a Kalva Chomer. If Shchitas Laila is a Mala Lo Yerid, which is a Shinoi Makoim, of course it's a Mala Yerid. That's Teres of Teis by us. Teis does not explain exactly why it's a Kal V'chaim, each one has its unique aspect. In Teis in Zvachim, the Hagon there in Teis says the following. Dorim Domi L'Nishchar Bachutz Tarvayim Psulei Makoim U'mihaitayim Hayarayim Tzoloim Rabba L'Rav Shimon Teirid. We've seen the Gemara by us that in Rabbah we see that Shchitas Dorim is worse than other psulim. Here even Rav Shimon agrees that it's a Mala Yerid. Why is that? Says Tesis, because it's similar to Shchitas Chutz. That's why I can get a din of a Mala Yerid. So for the same reason that Rabbah holds that Shchitas Dorim is worse than other psulim, Rav Yosef will at least say that it's equal to Shchitas Laila. Shchitas Dorim is a worse psulim. So anything that you have in Shchitas Laila, you may have in Shchitas Dorim. That's from Psham Teis by us. Teis says that there's a Kalva Chomer, that if Shchitas Laila is in Mala Yeri Lefir Yehuda, Koshkin Shchitas Dorim is in Mala Yeri. So Akoponim, we see here that Yisoyed Rav Yosef is not so far away from Rabba. Rabba says that Shchitas Dorim is a bigger psul than all other psulim. Rav Yosef Yisoyed agrees that it's a bigger psul. And therefore, Lefir Yehuda, even though there's no specific pasuk telling us that Shchitas Dorim is a Mala Yerid, yet we know it from a Kalva Chomer, from the other Psulim of Rabbi Yehuda. The whole Machlekes by us is the Shchitas Rav Shimon. Rav Yosef says, even though Shchitas Dorim is a bigger Psul, that still doesn't disqualify from Psulim HaKodesh. It's still in the category of Psulim HaKodesh. And Neila, it's a Mala Lo Yerid, according to Rav Shimon. And Rabbi says, no, that is not called Psulim HaKodesh, called Kaman Dechankin Undami, and therefore it's a Mala Yerid. So one has to know Lefi Rav Yosef, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the din is of Ala Yered, will there be Me'ila or not? Haray, in Rabbi's point, before in the Gemara, that there's no Me'ila. Because it's Keman D'Chankinu, there's no Me'ila. So we went back from Tesis a few minutes ago. The Tesis says only because it's Keman D'Chankinu is Yatimidei Me'ila. But the fact that it's Dan Pasol and that it's Ala Yered, that itself will not be Yatimidei Me'ila. So in Cain, Lefi Rav Yosef, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though it's Yerid, but because it's still Psula Bakodesh, so then it would still have Me'ila. If you hold that you always need him all the Yerid, then in Cain the din would be in this case, that it does not have Me'ila. So Yesh Lain Tufa, what the din would be. Another point here in the Gemara, that Rabbah answers himself from the Mishnah. We asked the Mishnah Rabbah that before in the Mishnah, that there is Me'ila, Rabbah says it's Me'ila Durabbanon. Then the Gemara goes on to have all sugya. Do we have Me'ila Durabbanon or not? Hakavana, that was Rabba, who had to be Mechadish, the new Pshat in the Mishnah, that by Shechitas Doroim, there's Me'ila Durabbanon. It's definitely before in the Gemara that Lefir of Yosef, the Mishnah is Kipshutai, that there's Me'ila Midareisa. And the Pashtas also, Rabba agrees, and by the other Psulim in the Mishnah, Rabba could also agree that it's Me'ila Dareisa. Just by Shechitas Doroim, he had to say that it's Me'ila Midurabbanon. That's the Pashtas Pshat in the sugya. However, the Rambam, in Berak Gimel of Me'ila Halacha Aleph, Paskin said all the psulim, Shechitas Laila, Shechitas Doraim, Pigol, all the psulim have Me'ila only Midrabanan. Lon, Yaitse, everything has Me'ila only Midrabanan. That's the opinion of the Rambam. So where did the Rambam get this from? The Gemara is worth only a few Rambam yet say this. Elamai, you see, maybe the Rambam Paskin's like Rambam. It's not true. The Rambam Paskin's in Berak Gimel of Psulim Ugdoshim, Halacha Zayin. Rambam Paskin's like Rav Yosef. And if you're Yosef, there's no Bechlal Makar to say that the Me'ila is a Me'ila Durabbanon. So the Lecha Mishnah, there in Hilchot Psulim Mekdashim, says that once the Tartan answered that the Pshat of the Mishnah is Durabbanon, so now we realize there's a new Pshat of the Mishnah. We could learn in the Mishnah is Durabbanon. And even if we argue on Rabbah, Legabi Shechitas Doraim, and we say that it's not Keman Nechankinun, but once we are willing to accept the fact that there is a Me'ila Midrabbanon, then we can say that the whole Mishnah is Me'ila Midrabbanon. It's still a little bit schwer how the Rambam know that. So the Mishnah brings another makar from the Hemshcha Gemara, and that's talking the Maskana, that the Mishnah, that the Me'ila in the Mishnah is Me'ila Midrabon. Akupan the Rambam holds that all these things make Midaraisa, they're called Kachin Shemesu. All Psulim, even the ones that are Imala Lo Yerid, are still called Kachin Shemesu, Midaraisa. Because it's not Bech Sherei, so it's called Kachin Shemesu. And the whole Me'ila is Midrabanan. That is the opinion of the Rambam. The Achrayim ask the Rambam from a Mishnah in Krisus. The Mishnah there is before and after Gimel and Beis. That Yesh Oichal Achila Achas Chayev Aleha Arba Hatoyis V'Oshem Echad. You eat Noiser Minam Mukdoshim and Yom Kippur and Yechayev Arba Hatoyis V'Oshem Echad. What's the Oshem Echad? The Oshem is Me'ila because you ate Kachim. Got Hanah by eating Kachim, so Yechayev from Me'ila. Haray, the Mishnah there is referring to Noisar. And Noisar is Pasul. Noisar is Psulim. And still the Mishnah says Yochai and Oshem. And Oshem only comes from Me'ila De'araisa. So it's Mavur. And even by Kachim Psulim, there's still Me'ila De'araisa. Kushi V'Del and the Rambam. So two Mahalchim and the Achrayna answer this question. Takonis Ezra, and Rabban Kotler, and Rav Shach, they all say that Noisar there is referring to Noisar after Zrika. That's always the halacha, that only shaykh after Zrika. So there, when the Zrika was done Bech Sheiroi, then the Rambam agrees there's Me'ila Dereisa. But he also referring to there's a problem in the Zrika. It was Nifsa before Zrika. Like Pigol. So even though the din is Ma'ala Lo Yered, because of Nifsa before the Zrika, that make it like Katru Shemesu. But it's Nifsa after the Zrika, then the Rambam agrees there's Me'ila Dereisa. This is very related to what we said earlier in this year from the Sfasemis. So Sema said the Kachrim Shemesu is only when it dies before Shechita. Once you get Shechita, then it's no longer Kachrim Shemesu. That's the Sema said to explain the sugya. But the Rambam, however the Rambam got to that, it's Pesach, the Rambam Paskins connected the Pashas to the Gemara, and the Rambam Paskins that even after Shechita, it's still Shaiach Kachrim Shemesu. So what the Achrayim are saying, though, it's that it's still the same concept, just we moved it to a later time. Once you have Zerika, then the carbon is, that's the ultimate goal of the carbon, is to get Zerika, to get the kapara. Once we've gotten to Zrika, then Avad will not be cut from Shemesa. Until you get to Zrika, everything is really a lead up to the Kiyum Din and the Karban. Because we have not yet gotten to the Kiyum Din and the Karban, and it got puzzle, then it's Shaya Kachim Shemesa. That's the opinion of the Ram. As we said, the Pasha of the Sugya is that all you need is Shechita. Once you have a Shechita Kech Sheirai, it's no longer Shaya Kachim Shemesa. The Ram held not that way, the Ram held you need a Zrika. That's one Mahalach. Another Mahalach is the Brisker Rav in Stencils and Zvochim of Samech Zayin, Shem Reb Chaim. Chaim said that there it's referring to Emurim. It's before the Gemara increases us there. It's referring to Emurim. But Emurim, the Rambam agrees that it's not Kachem Shemesu, because it's a Malo Yerit. You have a Kiyum Din by them. Therefore, it's not Kachem Shemesu. The whole Rambam that we quoted that says that Midarai said there's no Me'ila, that's all by Basar. By Basar, like we asked earlier, by Basar, there's no Kiyum Din. If you need a Kiyum Din to make it that it's not Kachem Shemesu, so a Basar and a carbon that's Basar has no more Kiyum Din. So the Rambam learns that Guv is the Chiluk. That when the carbon is Basar, then the Basar is Yatim Yidei Me'ila. But they Murim, because they Murim could still get Akhtara, and they Malo Yerid, so they have Me'ila. One last point for today is that the topic of the Tashlum of Chaymish. Pay a Chaymish by Me'ila. So before in the Gemara that by Me'ila Drabon, you don't pay a Chaymish. So why not? So Rashi says, because the Chaymish comes because of the carbon. And because by Me'ila Drabonon, there's no carbon, so there's also no Chaymish. That's Rashi. It's clear in Rashi that the side of the Chiv Chaymish is part of the Kapar, it comes together with the carbon. However, Taisus says something else. Taisus says, the Evermatskel, Mai, Umai. Taisus says that the Gemara says there's no Chaymish. Kol Shekein that you're not Chayv and Oshim. It's Mashman Taisus that it would be possible to say that you're Chayv, Chaymish, and Potter from an Oshim. That would be possible. But the Gemara is saying it's going into Shlavim. Not only is there no Oshim, there's also no Chaymish. But these are two separate steps. And you could be Mechalik between them. It's mashman taisa that the chaymish is not because of the chiyuv of the asham. It's mashman the chaymish is its own chiyuv. Just by Me'ila Drabon, they weren't machmir to mechayev you a chaymish. This is more mefurish in taisas and ksubis, and Rashi and taisas and pshachim, as we will see right now. The taisas and ksubis and the flamet says that the karen and chaymish of Me'ila is because money that you stole from Hektish. Taisa is mechayev between tashlumi Me'ila and tashlumi Truma, the person that eats Truma, there it's by Tashlumi Truma, it's Kapara. Taisa says, by Me'ila, it's because Shimon Shagasa wants a Hektish. But the Washington Taisa is that the Karen and the Chaymesh is for the money that you stole from Hektish. What does Taisa mean? You didn't steal the Chaymesh, you only stole the Karen. Taisa obviously understood that the Indian of Chaymesh is to an enlarged form of paying the Karen. It's sort of like ribbis on the Karen. Terry said, not only do you have to pay back the Karen, you have to pay back the Karen with its Chaymish. But it's a bigger way of paying back the Karen. So Meila Taisa says that when you, the Tashlumi Me'ilo is Tashlumi Gzela, the Karen and the Chaymish are Tashlumi Gzela. But if that's the opinion of Taisa, then it's very Gishmak Taisa by us. That by Me'ilo Drabonim, where you're Chayiv Karen, we could hear that you're also Chayiv Chaymish. It's possible. Because Chaymish is an enlarged form of the Karen. The Maisa Chazal were Mekel. If it's only drop on, and they said you don't need to pay a Chaymish. But it's different than the fact you're putter from the carbon. You're putter from the carbon because carbon can only come from Ila De'araisa. It's not to be Chulin Ba'azara. But the Chaymish, we could have been Mechaev you, but we were not Mechaev you. That's the Machlok is Rashi and Taisus. One before is also in Rashi and Taisus and Psachim and Abchavtesim and Aleph. There, there's a case in the Gemara that Kimle Bid, a person was Moyel at the same time that there was Kimle Bid Rabmine. The chametz of Hektish on Pesach, and according to the Chunyim ben Akonet, Shaykh Kimel Bidramine. So Rashi there says that Kimel Bidramine only patters the Chiv Karen of Me'ila. Why you patter from Chaymesh? Says Rashi, because you patter from Karen, so you also patter from Chaymesh and Asham. I mean, the Kimel Bidramine itself only patters the Karen. But there's a din that the Chiv Karbon and the Chaymesh only come when your old person is also Chayiv and Karen. Person has potter from Karen, they have potter from Chaymish and Asham. But it's clear from Rashi that the Chiyuv Mamin really is the Chiyuv Karen. Chaymish goes with the carbon, like Mavur and Rashi by us. However, in Taisim Sachem there in Daf Chavtes, So he asks, why does Kimei B'drahmei patur a carbon? Carbon is a kapara. Kimei B'drahmei doesn't patur a kapara. Answer Tzeitzvis, Kevan de patur mi keren umi choymesh, patur nami mi carbon. She'ein asha me'ilo is boil, k'sheish keren v'choymesh. So Tzeitzvis, you're anyway patur from keren in choymesh, so you're also patur from carbon. So before in Tzeitzvis, it's clear that the Kimei B'drahmei patur is the choymesh, just like it patur is the keren. Because Taisis holds, like Taisis in Ksubis, and Taisis Bayats, three Taisis in, it holds that the Chaymesh is an enlarged form of paying back the Keren. That's why Taisis holds that that's part of the Mamash Gazal as a Hektish. That's why the Ilad Rabbanon, where there's no Chiv Karbon, there's still a Tzad that you should be Chayv a Chaymesh. And Nila Taisis holds that Kimba Bidramine patterns Chiv Mamin, so it also patterns the Chaymesh. But according to Rashi, no, the Kimba Bidramine directly only patterns the Mamin, the Keren. The Chaymesh reason that's Pater is because the Klal, the Makom Shein Keren, so there's also no Chaymesh and Asha. This mention one nafkamina could be between Rashi and Taisis. So Minchas Chinuch says that a person that's Moyel, and then he dies before he got a chance to pay back and to bring his carbon. So you don't bring the Asha Machar Misa, Asha Shemesu Bailov, you don't bring. But says in Minchas Chinuch, you still bring back, you still have to pay back the Keren and the Chaymesh. If you left over a Shibun Nechasim, and then the Asha have to give back the Keren and the Chaymesh. That the Minchas Chinuch says, Poshel if Rashi, they won't be chayiv in the chaymesh. They won't be chayiv in the keren, because there's no asham. When there's no asham, there's no chaymesh. Minchas Chinuch understood like Taisvis that the chaymesh is an enlarged form of the keren. So if the yarshim are chayiv in the keren, they're also chayiv in the chaymesh. I've got it for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.